愿上帝赐福他自己的工作。今天我们要讲完罗马书第八章。
Tonight we're going to finish Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章最后一段。
The last passage of Romans chapter 8.
翻到了我们一同开声来读。
We shall read together once we've got it.
我们看罗马书第八章最后一段。
Romans chapter 8, the last few verses.
我先读36、37，你们念38、39。
36, 37, Pastor Tong will read and continue.
如心上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。第38、39节，因为我深信，无论是死，是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与上帝的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。无论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与上帝的爱隔绝。
For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里。
This love is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们低头祷告。
We pray.
亲爱的主，我感谢你，你把这伟大的爱又高又深又长又阔，从亘古到永远没有改变的爱赐给我们，使我们在这个爱里面享受生命的宝物，永远的方向，我们人生的根基，以及主你真理的内容。我们把一切荣耀归给你。当我们的生命受到威胁的时候，当我们的前途有非常黑暗的云雾遮盖的时候，我们的内心的许多令我们惧怕环境所给我们的威胁，说我们可以靠着主得胜。我们感谢，我们赞美你。愿主你今天用你至圣的灵，就是启示至圣真道的上帝，在我们心中引导我们，光照我们，坚固我们，使我们站立起来，成为一个永远依靠你，没有失望也没有跌倒的人。说你听我们的祷告，我们把今天每个到你面前来的人一个一个交托在你手中。你知道我们个人的软弱，你知道我们个人的需要，你更知道我们个人的亏欠。求主你按照你至圣至大的旨意，你永恒不变的计划，使我们这些不配蒙恩的人在你恩典中间领受了你这么大的怜悯，我们就靠着你可以享受你创始成终的工作。感谢赞美，求主垂听，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。当我们讲到罗马书第八章最后一段的时候，我们要再次来告一个很大大一个大的段落的结束。
Once again, we come to the conclusion of a very big passage.
罗马书第一章到第十章。
This Romans chapter 1 to chapter 4.
给我们看见的这个世人在神面前罪恶的状况是怎么样。
Allow us to see the world's sinful condition before God.
然而不是靠着行为。
But then it's not through our conduct.
不是靠着功劳。
Not through our merit.
更不是靠着我们做工。
Not through our works.
可以领受神的恩典。
They can receive the grace of God.
因为恩典之所以是恩典。
Because grace is grace.
就不在行为的范围里面。
It is God is not a realm in work that we do.
不在我们的功劳的范围里面。
Not in the realm of merit.
也不在我们的条件里面。
Neither it is in the condition of us.
恩典之所以是恩典。
But grace is grace.
是因为我们不配而愿意在神面前。神愿意对在我们面前向我们施恩。
It is because we are so undeserving, yet before God, God is willing to give it to us.
这样称义的道理。
So the doctrine of justification.
出于神的主权。
It is coming from the sovereignty of God.
是出于神的恩典。
From the grace of God.
出于神的智慧。
From the wisdom of God.
这样神的怜悯就 赐下给我们。
So then we know the grace of God is now given to us.
我们感谢上
帝。We want to praise God.
那么如果你注意希腊文的构造的话
，So if you pay attention to the Greek construction,
你发现第一章到第四章
，We know that from chapter 1 to chapter 4,
提到罪恶这个字的时候
，It mentions about sin.
常常把多数的这一个词句把它写明。
It's when plural sins.
这世界充满罪恶。
The world is filled with sins.
我们个人充满罪恶。
We personally are filled with sins.
罪行。罪行罪行罪行有许许多的罪行出来
So our sinful conduct and conduct and conduct are manifested
所以第一章到第四章给我们看见整个充满罪恶的世界的状况是怎么样
So from chapter 1 to chapter 4 it allows us to see what's the condition of world and sinful nature
神要拯救我们脱离这众多的过犯
But then God wants to save us from all this sinful conduct
神要赦免我们脱离这些罪恶的捆绑
In heaven to forgive us from all this bondage of sin
除去我们这些的罪行
and also to do away with our conduct and sin.
第五章开始的时候
but when it comes to the beginning of chapter 5,
突然间保罗用很不同的方式来告诉我们上帝救恩在个人身上怎样运行
Suddenly Paul used a different way to show to us that what is the will of God upon us as sin.
第五章到第八章
so from chapter 5 to chapter 8,
每一个个人可以经历的救恩的神学怎样运行在我们
So the doctrine of theology of the salvation of God now is being applied to us
我们在神面前有一个三个很特别的状况
That before God we have three very special conditions
第一我们都是软弱的
The first we are all weak
第二我们都是犯罪的
The second we are all sinners
第三我们都是上帝的仇敌
The third we are all enemies of God
所以神的恩典是临到有罪的人
So then God's grace come to sinners
临到这些软弱而没有办法自救的人
To these people who cannot save themselves because they're weak
临到这些与神做仇敌的人
And to us who are enemies with God
所以在神面前我们的状况也是这么的可怕
So then before God such terrible is a situation
那么基督就为这样的人死
Then Christ has died for this kind of people
为这样状况的人舍弃他的生命
Also he has given his life for this kind of people who are in this condition
所以当一个人真正就原来我就是这样一个罪人的时候
So then when a man truly understands that such a sinner am I
我们才会真正体会真正赏识神的恩典是何等的宝贵我们是何等的不配
then we can truly understand how precious God's grace is and how unworthy we are
然而当基督为我们死以后
so after Christ died for us
我们就领受他新的生命
then we receive his new life
我们就不应当活在罪中
And no more we should live in sin.
这是第六章很清楚给我们看见的。
This is what is being manifested in chapter 6.
是我们应当把我们的生命献给义做奴仆。
Then we must give our life to be the servant of the righteousness.
那第五章给我们看见罪人与亚当的关系以及罪人得救的时候与基督的关系是什么
And chapter 5 allows us to see our relationship with God with Adam and so our relationship with God
亚当是人类的第一个代表
And this Adam is the first human kind
基督是人类的第二个代表
And Christ Jesus is the second representative of humankind
基督又被称为是第二个亚当或者又称为幕后的亚当
And Christ Jesus is called the second Adam or the last Adam
讲幕后的亚当这句的意思也就是说没有第三个亚当
When he is being spoken about the last Adam which means there's no third Adam
神在人类中间就找到只有两个存在的生命的范围
Then God among humankind has found the two realms of the existence of man's life
一个人是不是在亚当里
Whether we are in Adam
或者他是在基督里
Or whether we are in Christ
在亚当里 in 亚当一个人的罪全世界的人都要死
In Adam, because Adam's one man's sin, all men should die.
在基督里，所有的人，因为基督使我们称义，我们都要复活。
But then, all men, because Christ Jesus justified us in His sacrifice, that's why in Him we are resurrected.
第七章给我们看见了一个罪人在自我状况中间怎样过一个失败的生活。
In chapter 7, it allows us to see that in a sinful condition, how we lead a sinful life.
在第八章给我们看见在圣灵里面。我们怎么样得胜
In chapter 8 we see that how in the Holy Spirit we are victorious
上帝在罪人身上所施行的救恩
That upon the sinner how God applied the salvation to us
使一个人生命有把握到怎么样的地步
So that we are so assured in our life
所以这样第五到第八章保罗的用词跟第一到第四章是不一样
Then from chapter 5 to chapter 8 how that Paul described us is different in the language he used
第一到第四章用的罪这个字是 多数式的罪。
Because from chapter 1 to chapter 4, when you talk about sin, it's a singular sin. Plural sin, I'm sorry.
以第五章到第八章，保罗用的罪这个字是单数的这一种词。
But then in chapter 5 to chapter 8, the sin that he used is a singular sin, S-I-N.
第五章到第八章讲的罪的时候，
So when chapter 5 to 8 is talking about sin,
罪变成不是众多错失的行为。
Sin then is not the shortcoming in many of our sinful conduct,
而是一个好像拟人化的一个位格。
But it's a personified sin.
把它当作一个有活命的一个位格来看待。
It's deemed as a living person.
所以这里所讲的罪不是指行为。
Then now the sin here is not talking about conduct.
这里讲的罪的那个地位
become a position.
这里所讲的罪变成一个状况。
The sin become a condition.
这里讲的罪也变成一个权势。
The sin become a power.
所以我们活在罪中。
So then we are living in sin.
罪权管制我们。
And sin control us.
如同一个王管制属他下面所有百姓。
Like a king who governs all people who are under him.
那我们行在罪中。
So we walk in sin.
我们受罪所卖。
We are being sold to sin.
我们已经卖给罪了。
We've been sold to sin.
我们的罪的权柄是谁？
We're under power of sin.
我们的罪的咒诅是
谁？ We're also under curse of sin.
这个第五章到第八章给我们看见。
So then from chapter 5 to chapter 8 we see.
罪做了王。
When sin, sin reigns.
怎样管制了人？
How he control us.
所以除非我们有上帝的灵来在我们心中引导我们，印证我们。
And then we have the Spirit of God to have it in us to seal on us.
我们没有办法靠着自己的力量来脱离罪在我们身上的掌权。
There's no way that by ourselves we can run away from the power of sin.
所以第八章很重要。
So chapter 8 is very important.
这里给我们看见基督徒得胜的秘诀。
He talk about the secret of how Christian can be victorious.
在乎顺从圣灵。
In obedient life.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
享受圣灵给我们的引导。
So the Holy Spirit guide us.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这样我们很清楚地看见第一到第四章的罪行。
Then very clearly we see that chapter 1 to chapter 4 the sinful conduct.
是我们需要救恩的原因。
It is the reason why that we need salvation.
第五章到第八章
，and from chapter 5 to chapter 8,
给我们看见罪的掌权。
It talk about the control of sin.
是我们只有依靠圣灵才能得胜的一个原因。
So that only relying on through the Holy Spirit that we can be victorious.
到第八章讲的最后一段的时候
，so when it comes to the last passage of chapter 8,
就提到我们的生命。与神之间有个很特殊的关系。
Paul mentioned that our life has special relationship with God.
就是上帝的爱要保守我们。
It is God's love want to keep us.
上帝的爱要保证我们。
God's love want to confirm us.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为上帝就是爱。
Because God is love.
因为上帝的爱是永远的爱。
Because God's love is eternal love.
因为上帝爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以他创造了我们。
And that's why he created us.
创造是上帝的爱的本性延伸的结果。
A creation is a result, an extension of the nature of love of God.
上帝的爱从他自身的存在延伸出去。
God's love from his own substance being extended.
就产生了他的创造。
It produces the creation of his.
这样在神自我之外创造了可以领受他的爱延伸出去果效的受造物。
So then outside God, there's an extension whereby there's a creation that can receive, become the object of God's love.
从水上帝的爱就变成有一个及物的一个对象。
So God's love now had an object.
在神没有创造万有以前
，Before God created everything，
他的爱也是一定是有一个及物或者一个客体存在才可以产生效用的吗
？His love does he need an object before it can be effectual？
这是所有的宗教没有办法解释的事情。
This is something that all religions cannot explain。
因为所有的宗教中间，如果有一些是绝对相信一神论的话
，because in other religion if they absolutely believe in mono God，
那么这位一位的神
，this one God，
唯一的神如果是爱的话
，if it's love，
在没有创造以前，他要爱谁呢
？Before the creation， to whom would he love？
但是在基督教的思想和信仰里面
，but then in the faith and thinking of Christianity，
就不可能有这种逻辑上的漏洞。
We do not have this kind of loopholes in logic，
因为我们的神是三位一体的神
，because our God is triune God。
这样圣父圣子圣灵是彼此相爱的这 多位格的独一的上帝。
Then God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the object of the love of God, but yes, one God.
所以当这一个三个位格独一而彼此相爱的上帝把爱延伸出去，就产生了有受造之物可以领受他的爱。
But then with this one God, with three persons, they love and then they extend the love, it become creation.
这样神就成了爱的主体。
Then God become the subject of love.
受造之物就有可能成了爱的客体。
Then the creation now is possible to become the object of love of God.
神的爱临到我们的时候
，Now when God's love comes to us,
我们就可以领受他的爱。
We can receive.His love.
我们就可以享受他的爱。
We can enjoy His love.
我们再可以分受他的爱。
And we can share His love.
我们可以经常感受这伟大的爱。
We can feel many times this great love.
因为神是永远的。
Because God is eternal.
所以神的爱是永远的。
And that's why His love also is eternal.
因为神的爱是永远的。
Because God's love is eternal.
所以神的救赎是从神的爱发出来的。
So the salvation comes from the love of God.
这样爱的延伸产生了创造的果效。
So then the extension of love of God becomes the result of creation.
爱的成全就产生了救赎的果效。
And also the completion of this love becomes salvation.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
因为神爱所以创造我们。
Because God loved and that's why He created us.
使我们成为可以享受他爱的一个客体。
So we become an object that can enjoy the love of God.
但是神因为爱所以把自由给我们。
But because God loved us, He gave us the freedom.
当人犯罪之后
After man have sinned,
我们就失去了自由，做了罪的奴仆。
We have lost the freedom and become the slave of sin.
神的爱就来回复我们，使我们可以回到他原先的旨意中。
So God's love wants to restore us so that we can go back to the original will of God.
今天这一段里面有许多要多多思想比较精简比较深入的词句。
Even in this passage that is just spoken, they are very concentrated terms, they got to think and think.
我相信神会引导你深入明白这些伟大的真理。
I believe that God will guide you so that you understand this profound truth of His.
当这个爱的成全的时候
When become the completion of this love,
就是要使受造之物可以进到完全的地步。
It is the creation now can enter into perfection.
因为神是爱的本体
Because
神不需要再被成全了。
Because God is a substance of love himself and He doesn't need perfection anymore.
神又是真理的本体，又是良善的本体。
He also the ontology of truth and goodness.
是神的本身没有荣耀的亏欠。
So God himself does not fall short of the glory.
神不需要被成全起来。
He doesn't need to be perfected.
但是因为罪的缘故，我们亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
But because of sin, we fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们这些受造的人因罪都变成了不全的人。
So then we as a creation in sin become imperfect.
所以神的爱所要做的成全工作就是要施行在我们这些因罪亏欠神荣耀而已经不全的人身上。
So the perfecting work of God in love is to perfect us in salvation so they become perfect.
这个爱要把我们带到一个永永远远回到爱的源头以他合一的这个地步里面。
So then this love will bring us the eternal unity with God with that love.
所以这个爱在我们患难刀剑痛苦逼迫的世界中间。
So then this love in all our tribulation, our sufferings, our pain,
就成为未来必能得到成全的预先的一个保证。
It becomes an assurance future, assurance of the in the future definitely will be perfected.
感谢上
帝。Praise God.
当我们讲到这一段的大结论的时候
，When it comes to the big conclusion of this passage,
我们不能不从这个总原则来出发。
We have to come from this total principle.
所以呢，无论是世界上各样困难
，No matter all tribulation in the world,
像上个礼拜我在这里已经讲过
，I what I spoken last week
是什么东西可以使我们离上帝来隔绝呢
？What shall then separate from Christ?
是患难吗？
是 tribulation
是困苦吗
distress,
是逼迫吗
persecution
是饥饿吗
famine
是车身路敌吗
nakedness,
是危险吗
peril
是刀剑吗
sword
第三十七节说
37 says
让他靠着我们的主
well, through him who loved us
一切的事上
in all these things
我们已经得胜有余
we are more than conquerors
那你说这这样结束了吗
does that conclude everything
一切的事上
in all these things
还没有结束 所以接下去第三十八、三十九节
，and 38, 39 says，
保罗这里给我们看到爱给我们的成全。
Paul allows us to see the perfection in us in love，
已经进了个更广泛的范围里面。
It comes to a bigger realm。
现在我们再读第三十九节。
If we would read verse 39，
三十八、三十九一同来读。
39，
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使的，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的，是将来的，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与上帝的爱隔绝。这爱是我们主基督耶稣里面的。所以这里所提的一共有几样啊？
How many things mentioned here？
你们快快算一下。
Can we？
上个礼拜我们提到的一共有七样。
And last week we mentioned about seven things。
那么这里提到有几样啊？
Here how many things you mentioned？
有几样啊？大家算一下哦。第一是生，第二是死，第一是死，第二是生，第三是天使，第四是掌权的，第五是有能的，第六是现在的事，第七是将来的事，第八是高处的，第九是低处的，第十是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们的上帝的爱来隔绝。
So all these things will not separate us from the love of God.
所以这十件提出来的事情，
So when these ten events have been mentioned，
跟前面所提的七件事有不同的范围，不同的性质。
And as compared to the seven things before, it's different realm and different nature.
如果从现实来说，
When talk about this reality，
那么前面这七种是比较符合我们现实所能遇到比较容易了解的事情。
The seven things are more conformed to what can understand what experience in life.
比如饥饿
，because this famine，
我们大家都明白。
We know。
逼迫
，persecution，
我们容易明白。
We know。
刀剑
，and sword，
我们明白。
We know。
危险
，and peril，
我们明白。
We know。
赤身露体
，and nakedness，
我们明白。
We know。
患难
，and also this
tribulations， 这是生活中间常常会遇到的事情。
All these things we can experience in life。
当我们没有东西吃的时候
，when we have nothing to eat，
我知道这个很苦了。
I know this is a suffer。
当我们寒冷没有衣服穿的时候
，when we feel very cold without the clothing，
我们知道这个很苦了。
We know this is suffering。
当我们遇到有刀有剑来刺到我们的身上的时候
，when we face sword and knife to pick on us，
你知道这个我们的健康受威胁了。
We know that our health being threatened。
当有这个逼迫来到
，when persecution comes，
有患难来到的
，tribulation comes。
我们都容易明白的。
We know, we understand。
那上帝的爱救我们脱离这些就够了吗
？But does God's love is enough to save us from all these things？
不是的
，No。
保罗在这里又提到另外十件的事情。
Paul here mentions about ten other things。
这十件的事情远远超过那七件事的价值范围同它的内容。
It more than surpasses the value, the realm, and also the content of the seven things before。
这里保罗第一句他怎么讲的
？Here the first thing that Paul said。
因为我深信
，I truly believe he said。
请你亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear friends，
保罗在圣经里面是对信讲的最清楚的道理的一个使徒。
Paul is the apostle that expounded the clearness in faith。
所以有人说保罗是信的使徒
，And that's why people say Paul is the apostle of faith。
彼得是望的使徒
，Peter is the apostle of hope。
雅各是行为的使徒
，And James is the apostle of conduct。
约翰是爱的使徒
，John is the apostle of love。
因为约翰讲爱讲得比所有的使徒更清楚
，Because the apostle John has expounded on love more than any other apostles。
雅各讲行为讲得比所有的使徒更清楚
，And James talk about this conduct more clear or clearer than any other apostles。
那么呢，彼得讲将来的盼望。讲的比所有的使徒更清楚。
Peter, when expounded the future hope, is more clearly than any other apostles.
在所有的使徒中间
，But among all apostles,
没有任何一个使徒比保罗讲信、因信称义、因信成圣、因信得儿子名分、因信领受信徒、领受圣灵。比他讲得更清楚。
There's no other apostle who preached about this justification by faith, justification because of that we are sanctified, also we are victorious.
保罗所讲的书所写的书信里面
，and also the epistle Paul has written.
我因信所以如此说。
Because of faith, I talk in this manner.
我深知我所信的事。
And I truly believe what I have in faith.
因信的缘故。
Because I believe.
所以我们知道神的奥秘。
We know God's profundity.
那保罗呢，把信的真理讲得很透彻
，and Paul expounds so thoroughly on this doctrine of faith。
那么信里面有几个范围呢
？And in faith there are a few realms。
信是谁
？Who who that we believe
信他的道
and we believe in his word
跟信他在我生命中间的这个引导跟我整个生命的成全
believe his guidance in my life and also the perfection of my life
当保罗说我深信我深知我所信的是谁的时候
when Paul said I truly know the who that I believe in
他的信跟知识是面对一个位格
his faith and not his faith a person
就是耶稣基督
that's Christ Jesus
但在这里所讲的不是单单指的我所信的是谁
here he does not just mention the who that I believe in
知道这个信仰已经到了一个地步
but then this faith comes to a certain state
使我们可以超越了所有警戒中间所可能带来对我们的威胁
so it transcends in all realms the threat that can be brought to us
所以它就两个两个又是三个又是一个
sometimes it comes in pairs sometimes in three sometimes one
把它呢又比较的提出来
and also compare them
这就是今天下一段所要特别注意的事情
and that's what we want to pay attention to in this passage
所以它第一个对词是什么呢
and the first kind of pair that he had
无论是死
whether life or death or life
这是什么呢
what is that
就是人事的问题了
that is coming about humankind
生死的问题了
talking about a problem of death and life
最前面
you come to the priority
因为就是普通人就认为最切身的事情
because this is what people think of relevant in their life
富有贫穷
whether you're rich or whether you are poor
健康疾病
whether you're healthy or you're ill
自由或者捆锁
whether you're free or you're bound
你是顺利或者坎坷
whether you're blessing or whether you're struggling in the past
知识或者无知
whether with knowledge or without knowledge
这个不过是在生死里面的其中的次要的问题的范围
This is only the secondary question among this big realm of life and death
但是生死的问题是比刚才我提的那些问题更基要更重要也更基础性的问题
But then this problem of life and death is more foundational compared to all the things
如果人家说你有病了
If people say you're sick
你说算了有病就有病了
You say never mind even though I'm sick
但如果医生说哎注意听
你
这个病会死的
you'll never cause you to die
你会说算了你说他会死的
will cause me to
die 那你就开始进到更基要更主言之性的问题
then you enter in more foundational things
所以生死比贫富病或者不病健康不健康是更基本更重要的
so life and death is more important more significant more foundational as compared to richness and poverty
所以保罗现在已经提到这样最基要的原则的问题
so then this Paul now mentioned about a thing which is foundational
无论是死
whether death
无论是生
whether is life
都没有办法叫我与上帝的爱隔绝
he will not separate us from me from the love of God
一个人信仰到这个地步的时候
when a person believes in such a state
他连死都不怕了
he doesn't care he's called careless of death
无论是死
whether it's death
无论是生
whether it's life
都没有办法叫我与上帝的爱隔绝
he will not separate me from the love of God
这表示什么呢
what does it mean
我们可以向生死问题夸胜了
that we can even be a conqueror to this life and death
生也好死也好
whether it's life or death
我总是在上帝的爱
I'm in God's love
死啊
death
你不要威胁我
don't threaten me
死啊
death
你不要狂傲
Don't be boastful
我不可能被你威胁以至于妥协
Because I cannot be threatened by you and compromise
我不可能因为你的可怕我放弃我的立场
I would not because of you lose my stand because of the threat
我上帝之间的爱的关系是超越了死亡所有的权柄
My love relationship with God has overcome all this power of death
是这个意思的
That's the meaning
所以说无论是死是生
Whether death or life
这是第一次的对词
That's the first couplet
死生都不是我所惧怕
Death life is not something I'm fearful
死生都不能改变我与神之间的关系
Death life will not change my relationship with God
那么接下去呢是天使是掌权的是有能的不是两个对词而是三个词句
The following talking about couplet but three things angel, principality or powers
那么当我们提到是死是生的时候
When I talk about death and life
是论到现世人生的问题
You talk about life realities
但是接下去呢提到无论是天使无论是有位的无论是掌权的这什么意思呢
When I talk about angels, principality or power
这表示呢是无论是术士的权利 或者属灵的权力的问题。
You talk about whether it's a worldly power or spiritual power.
是，这就提到灵界跟权柄的问题。
So you talk about the power and the realm of spirituality.
这也就是为什么许多的人不能只在政治文化的生活中间，文字不能在政治的文化的中间就感到他们的生活可以满足的原因。
Many people will not feel satisfied in the realm of culture and politics.
共产主义以为靠着政治的力量就可以消灭了文化对人生深入的影响。
Communism through the power of politics and to destroy the influence of culture.
用政治的力量就消灭了宗教在人心灵中间的地位。
Through the political power, they want to demolish the spiritual realm in our life.
这是绝对不可能的事。
Absolutely not possible.
因为他们用了几十年的时间来实践他们认为对的观念，结果他们完全失败。
Because for decades they want to put into practice what they believe to be a truth in their ideology, but it failed.
你把宗教与文化与政治相比的时候
，You want to compare culture and also religion and also politics.
你发现最短暂性的、最肤浅的是政治。
You know the shallowest, the most temporal is the politics.
凡是用政治力量要消灭文化的力量。都是做白日梦。
He who used the political power want to destroy the power of culture, you are dreaming actually.
凡是以为用政治的权柄可以达到消灭文化、改变文化在人心中间的影响力量的，这些人都一定要注定失败的。
A one who hopes for political power can demolish the power of culture was surely destined to fail.
你的文化的力量是比政治的力量更深一层，在整个人类的心灵里面产生影响力。
Because the power of culture is more deeply rooted and produce even greater influence as compared to politics.
何况，如果有人用政治的力量盼望消灭宗教在人心灵中间的影响力，那更是绝对可以嗤笑，是完全没有盼望的事。
How much more if people hope that through political power can demolish the power of spirituality in us is totally, absolutely not possible.
宗教的力量是比文化的力量更深入一层来控制人的心灵的。
Because even the power of religion is even deeply rooted as compared to the power of culture.
所以你把这三样相比的时候
，So if you were to compare these three things,
你发现政治是最短暂也是最肤浅的。
You know that this part is more temporary and more shallow.
当一个朝代轰轰烈烈起来的时候
，When a dynasty arises,
它可以喊口号，要把整个文化的源流把它割断，文化的影响把它削弱。
They can issue the slogan say they want to severe the influence of culture.
但是不久之后，一代过去，这个整个时代就凄凄惨惨下去的时候，文化的根是永远没有办法把它消灭掉。
But not long after you find that this dynasty now decline, but yet the power of culture is still there.
何况宗教。
How much more is religion?
宗教占据了最深一层，也是最重要的、最基本的心灵的主导作用。
Because these religions are actually guiding the deepest motion of heart in religion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
所以凡是用政治力量盼望消灭宗教的人，是一个精神不正常而太过自信狂傲的这个肤浅的人。
He who through the power of politics want to also demolish the power of religion and culture, he is mentally wrong and is too boastful.
这是不可能的。
It's not possible.
只有那些肤浅的唯物论者自己狂想，以为可以达到他们的目的。
Only for those shallow materialistic leader, they thought that they can achieve that.
因为他们先用肤浅的哲学观假定灵界的不存在。
Because they use a very shallow philosophical thinking to nullify the true existence of spirituality.
灵界的存在不会因为你信它存在就变成更存在。
The realm of spirituality, it will not because you believe that it exists, then it exists even more.
灵界的存在也不会因为你不信它存在就变成不存在。
So also the same thing as the system of spirituality will not because you deny it then it becomes non-existing.
当我很小的时候
When I was still young,
听一个老人家说信则有不信则无，我心里想岂有此理。
I heard an old man say that if you believe it is, if you don't believe it will not be.
如果信则有不信则无的话，
I said this is not possible.
岂不等于那个本身是不是一个真的有或者一个真的无呢？
Which means if you believe in peace, if you don't believe in water, does it mean that it itself is not existing?
如果它可以，因为你信它有，它就有；因为你信它无，它就无。
If it becomes existent because you believe in it, and non-existent because you don't believe in it,
那么它的有就不是永恒的自由拥有。
Then its isness is not eternal isness.
这就叫做这个因。这个 inconsistency existence，
那么这个就是不是一个一致性的存在，
就是很可怕的事情。
It's something terrible，
是永恒者的本体不能因为你信不信对它产生任何的。
The ontology of eternal one would not have existence because of a belief or disbelief。
就是 contingency 跟 incontingency 之间的不同了。
So that's a different contingency and incontingency。
这个是恒存者跟不是恒存者之间的不同。
So that's a different of eternal existing one and also the non-existing one。
那么当保罗在这里提到这三个名词的时候
，So when Paul mixes up with these three terms here，
无论是天使。
Whether angels
是掌权的
transparent
跟有能的
or power
这到底把这三个名词排列在一起到底要指什么呢？
Why is that Paul placing these three together? What does it mean?
当然这都是指权位有权柄有位分对我们的影响。
This is talking about the influence of those with position and with power
有权位有位分有权柄能力对我们影响的是谁呢？
Who are those who have influence to us with a position, authority and power?
你就在灵界里面看见了。
In this spirituality you see.
因为这不是简单的事情。
Because this is something simple.
天使是灵界。
The angels belong to the spirit.
撒旦邪灵物鬼也是灵界。
Satan, devil also spirit.
那么天使跟邪灵之间还有一个呢就是政治上掌权的。
So this angel and the Satan, in between them there is still those who are holding power in politics.
最容易看出的掌权者
and the one we can see most easily with principalities
就是政府
the government
何况是两千年以前的政府
and even more so about the government 2000 years ago
那个时候不是法治的一种政权
because that's not the time of ruling by law
所以所有的政权都认为是神所给他的特权
So all political power thought that they have a power coming from God
所以这样呢他们就利用天子驾天子令诸侯的这种原则来呢尽量产生生杀的这种自由
So they use a heavenly mandate to empower them to kill or to give life
所以这样我们看权柄的时候
So when you go against the power
你不能单单看地上或者现今用人民的力量选出来的政府代表人民意愿的这个权柄
You cannot see only is the power which is elected represented by the people alone
你只能想这个有形的人的权柄背后有无形的灵界的支持
You must know that this form of principality that's visible behind this support coming from the invisible spiritual land
所以这样就提到天使提到执政的还有提到有位的
So that invention of principality and also about the angel about power
所以呢也就表明了有邪恶的天使有善良的天使还有在人间掌权的这个三分鼎立的这个权柄的问题
Meaning that there is this a good angel there's a fallen the Satan and also this a government power
就我不能单单说有政治的权柄就结束了
I cannot just say that it is anyone talk about political power
因为这个权柄在看得见的范围里面还有一个不能看见的权柄在他的背后来影响他们
Because in the visible realm this political power there's an influence coming from invisible realm which is spiritual realm
这就是属灵的权威
Spiritual position,
灵界里面的力量
and also the power from the spiritual realm.
所以当保罗前面提到无论是死是生的时候
So when Paul first mentioned about death or life
是提到很切身的现世的两个范围
Talk about two very clear realms relevant to us in our life which is visible
我们活在世界是死的
and whether life
或者我们是生的
or death
但第二个范围的时候
But when it comes to the second realm
保罗不是提到现世的范围了
Paul is talking about the life sphere
保罗就提到这个全世
Talk about the sphere of power
不是单单现世的政府权柄还有天使还有掌权者的背后的灵界的范围
Not just talking about the political power that we can see but also the invisible spiritual realm about the angel and Satan
所以你要特别注意前面是两个词相对的后面变成三个了
So you must see that before that is a couplet but now is a triplet
像权柄不单在今世的政权里面有
So this power only existing in the life realm
灵界里面的天使参与
But But also there's an interfering company with angels.
还有一些有位的在背后掌管。
The principality also behind it control.
当你把这个观念吸收了以后
，So when you understand this concept,
你就比较容易明白保罗在别的地方所讲的时候用这些词到底什么意思。
So then you understand the other passages got the Paul talk about this.
是正的。
Whether principality,
掌权的
whether it's in power,
有位的
whether it's position,
组织的
whether those are the government,
在以弗所书
in Ephesians,
还有在其他的地方
in other places,
当这些名词显明出来的时候
when other terms are being used,
就不是单单只看得见的世上的政权
it then's not talking about the visible political power in the world,
也包含了那些属灵界的那些超过现世看得见权柄的那属灵权
but it includes spiritual realm that transcends the visible realm
换句话保罗已经信心大到一个地步
in other words that God has such a great faith
天使啊
angels
你权柄多大
how great is the power
你也没有办法叫我与上帝来隔绝
you cannot separate me from God's love
政权啊
political powers
你多大的能力
no matter how powerful you are
你没有办法叫我与上帝的爱隔绝
You cannot separate me from the love of God
撒旦的权柄啊
Satan's power
你权柄多大
No matter how great your power is
没有办法叫我与上帝的爱隔绝
You cannot separate me from the love of God
你看到了没有
You see
所以当你读这段圣经的时候
So when this, read this passage
你要把你的视野扩大
You must widen your horizon
你看到宇宙性的一个完全的图画
You must see a cosmological picture
我得救以后
After I've been saved
我与神之间的关系
My relationship with God
绝对不是普遍的这些世上的事情可以把我夺去的
Absolutely it's not something that can be separated from all these things in the world
与神之间的关系
My relationship with God
甚至不是灵界里面最大的权柄能够影响你的感觉
Even the greatest power in the spiritual realm cannot change the relationship
那你才看到这个救恩的果效何等伟大
Then you can see the result of this is so great
你领受的保障何等安全
The assurance that you have is so certain
感谢上帝
Praise God
接下去他说什么呢
Now he says
无论是有能的
Whether with power
是现在的事
Whether things are present
是将来的事
Things to come
那么他提到了天使掌权有能三个以后他提到现在的事将来的事
And then now after mention about the three He mentioned about two now the present and the future
这是第三个范围
This is the third realm
第三个范围有两个名词
The third realm has two terms
是现在的事
Things of present
是将来的事
Things to come
这是指什么呢
What does it mean
这是在时间界里面的一些动性的程序
Within the dynamic procedure in the time
如果有一个人对你说我现在对你很好
Your person said now I'm very good to you
那你心里说将来怎么办呢
So what are the future
许多人谈爱情的时候就很怕